With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Doing questions without notice, we are, as we head towards 9 o'clock and Jared Waitley coming in on what's been a very busy show this morning. Kenny's been waiting for a while. He's from Bendigo. G'day, Ken.
Hello, boys. How are we?
We're well, thank you.
Good morning. Sympathies to the Bartlett's.
Yes.
I usually have a bit of fun with you, but today, look, I'd just like to sort of just open up a bit and say I've got a saying for myself and some mates and that you... about the black dog. You don't have to wait until the bloody dog's walking right beside you. When you can hear him barking in the background, talk to someone.
And that is
good message,
advice.
Kenny. That's a good message.
That is great advice, Kenny. We can't say it enough, and you don't know what's going on in people's lives. Whispers, those close to you and maybe just, you know, who work with you or somebody, something might be going on, and just encourage them to go and seek some help. There's plenty of different avenues out there, and just opening up and talking about it might help. So it's good advice, Kenny.
Excellent advice. I've got a question for you this morning, and that is, why are some fans still booing Ginnivan?
Why are some fans booing Ginnivan? Oh, because he's a character that can rub people up the wrong way, because he, you know, might duck for free kicks and all those sorts of things, exaggerate for frees, and some people carry that as a, and some people like to boo people.
I know, but there were people. I know what you're saying,
because it was Essendon and Hawthorn. There was no connection to Collingwood.
No connection to Collingwood. The first time he gets the ball, I can hear people booing him. I'm thinking, have I missed something? Did he do something in the pre-game warm-up? Or what is it that people dislike about this bloke and they're booing him for no apparent reason?
I don't know. That's the
only... Let us know what it is or why it is.
That's a good point. I don't know. So if you booed Jack Ginnivan on the weekend, let us know why.
I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there that pay big money for this painting of you lying nude on the Fox Footy couch being fanned by Bucks and Brownie.
Well,
a lot of...
Someone's
tell you what, if the money comes in, will you donate it to... If you pose for this, if you sit for this photo or lie for this photo with Nick, or picture, painting with Nick Larkey, will you then donate the money to the Spud Frawley Foundation?
Well, that's a great idea. But, someone suggested it be the runner-up to the Toyota Hilux. You know, when we do the when we do it on the last day, when we come back and give the Hilux away, imagine if there was a sub, because everyone gets so disappointed.
Yes.
Imagine if they got another crack at it with the big poster, with the big painting.
That would turn a frown into a smile very quickly.
Our SEM breakfast, authentic and different team of the year. We're starting it now.
Have you got any? Have you got two names there already?
Nick Larkey, full forward.
Okay,
these are the ones that
snap
connect to us. Doesn't matter about anyone else. These are the ones that resonate with our breakfast style.
He doesn't say anything wrong, but you just don't think that he's got a filter on when he talks. Like, there's something about the way that he expresses himself that's very endearing.
Like, Ben McAvoy would have been a walk-up start as a ruckman. Like, he's connected with us.
100%.
But he's not playing.
No. But have you got anyone else in the team? You said you had two in there.
No, you said you had two.
Well, is our old mate the barbecue, is he in or not? Zerha?
My word, he's on the half-forward flank. So there's two Melbourne players.
It's going to be full of North Melbourne players.
Yeah.
Someone else that we spoke to recently.
Eric Gould.
Yes.
He plays for the Sydney Swans.
We haven't had Eric Gould.
No, I don't.
Eric won't come on because you don't get his name right.
There was someone else that we spoke to.
Alex Neil Bullen.
I do like him.
Is he in our authentic favourite team?
You know, the other thing I like about our favourite is that they've got to have something else going on in their lives outside of football that might be quirky, it might be different, it might be a passion that they're happy and comfortable to talk about. What about Petrarca? He came on the other day and talked about his cooking and his love of food and stuff like that. You're shaking your head. Is he not?
No, I'm shaking my head because, yes, he's in the centre. He's a cook. What are you laughing at?
No, that was a good cover-up from you. Charlie's in Elwood. Good morning, Charlie.
No, because you would have turned into a Melbourne team. Then I would have got smashed for it. Go, Charlie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. Gary, I need to talk to you. I've been sitting on this one for a couple of years. It's a demon's question. A
couple of years?
Man. Yeah, mate. And I've always thought, nah, it's not worth it. Don't call in. It's stupid.
Nah,
but I've had enough. I'm calling in now.
Yep.
Alex Neil Bullen, it's weird that you just mentioned him. Can you get the Zero Lab on how many times he is the first to celebrate a goal with a teammate who's just kicked a goal, if that makes sense? I'd give you the hot tip.
Yep.
He's always first in with the high five and the hug.
Now, are you saying that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, look, he's been known to do my head in as a Melbourne supporter in the past.
Right.
And I think honest... He's great.
Right. Do you think he's after camera time? A little bit of FaceTime on the TV?
Well, look, you guys don't give him much, so he's got to get it any way he can.
No, I think he's just a great teammate. I really do. I think he genuinely celebrates the successes of his teammates. I think that's why he gets in there early.
Maybe there's players who position themselves to, you know, take the game away from the opposition, and he's just in there to, like, help those guys do their thing. But, hey... I've been sitting on it for about 2 years.
Right.
It's off my chest now.
Fair enough. You'll feel lighter.
You'll sleep more comfortably tonight,
Charlie. He's carried that for 2 years, Charlie.
I know. It's a heavy burden to carry.
Liam Stocker has been a suggestion.
He was excellent
the other day. Is he in our authentic favourite team?
Did we veer off into
something? Is that a yes or a no?
Well, it's a maybe. Did we veer off into any territory?
Tattoos?
Yeah, we did. Oh,
he's a high thigh tattooer.
Hey, we both really liked him.
Yeah.
We both really liked him.
I think he's...
I can't remember us having the conversation post the interview that he should be in our team, though.
Oh, I'll put a line. It's bad luck.
No, we'll get him
if
back on.
Liam, if you're listening, that's not... I had you in and the Wisps just pulled you back out.
That's not what I'm saying.
Harsh, I
can we? Can
bit harsh on Liam Stocker.
Can we get him back on at some stage? Hey, a serious question. Andrew Pridham is still advocating the idea of having a best of three grand final. What say you?
I don't say anything, but I know what you said.
What did I say?
As a premiership winner, I'm not qualified to really talk about it. You said he obviously hasn't played. That's what you said to me.
Hand on heart, I did say that.
I did say that.
It wasn't in a disrespectful way.
A little bit.
I meant he wouldn't know. He wouldn't have the understanding of what a game takes out of somebody and the ability to have to recover seven days later.
How draining the whole experience.
Remember the replay grand final between St Kilda and Collingwood. Like they all just limped to the line the second time round.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's feasible. I don't think it's possible. Basketball's a different game. You can have a best of seven, all that type of thing. But AFL football and any of the footy type codes, I think it's far more difficult to be able to front up against 7 days.
So he wouldn't know what it's like. That was what he wouldn't know. What else is he wouldn't know what it's like.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Got that down. Yep. Question without notice.
Do you reckon that'll surface anywhere today?
Well, somebody else surfaced the other day.
You surfaced later in the day on something you'd said.
Michael Clarke.
Yeah, the Michael Clarke
thing. You showed me a Michael Clarke picture and I went, holy moly, and it made the paper.
You know what?
What paper did it make?
No, it was one of those online, it might have been Daily Mail or one of those online ones.
And I'm not going to blame me.
The headline got my attention because I thought, who else has been talking about Michael Clarke? And they were quoting
what was the headline?
Stupid conversation you and I had.
Yeah, you were in on it.
I think it says something like two AFL legends.
Greats or legends?
Two legends. No, it just said two legends.
Whack Michael Clarke.
Yeah. A bit loose with the term legend as far as you're concerned.
No doubt about that. One legend and one, what'd that bloke call me before? A tosser. One legend and a tosser.
Have you got a question for me?
Oliver Dempsey, do you like the cut of his jib?
Yeah, I liked him during the sim and the practice game stuff.
NAB Rising Star.
He's a very good mark for his size too.
Oh, he's something to be in. Had a little bit of X factor.
Yeah, no, you got to play the right type of bloke on him. He looks like a smallie, but you might have to play somebody a little bit taller. The same with Zane Dersma. If you're playing on Zane Dersma, be aware, anybody out there, he's going to actually go for the ball in the air, whether he thinks he's in the right position or not. He's a flutter across the front.
Travis Boak in the centre or as a ruck rover in our favourite team of people we've talked to.
Yep.
We talk to him regularly. He's got game number 350 coming up. We're trying to find it. He's trying to squeeze us in at the moment. He's that busy.
Well, should he put out a special pair of undies or a pair of smalls for the celebration of the game 350?
Yeah, and you know what they should be?
What should they be?
A pair of Boak undies with the two drawstrings flopping out the front of them. A special 350 pair. Do you know that's how he plays his footy?
I thought you were going to say something else.
You know, when you watch Travis Boak, he has the drawstrings out the front.
Does he?
Well, you haven't noticed that.
Does he, what, he deliberately places them out the front?
100% he deliberately places.
He would have a drawstring on his smalls, though, would he?
Well, where else is he getting the drawstring from?
On his shorts.
Yeah, well, I don't care where they're from. I'm just saying the two drawstrings dangle down the front of his shorts.
Right.
That's his look.
Right. I think he should put out a 350 pair.
How do you sign up for the Tassie membership? You go to, where is it? Membership.tasmaniafc.com. Now, don't be sucked in, though, because there's a $10 just single sticker option, but if you go for all stickers, it's $15, which they've hit me up for the 15. I'm not saying that's false advertising, no. But you've got to read very carefully.
Yeah, just read carefully. Mike Tyson is 57 years of age, mm-hmm. right? He's been accused of faking a workout in preparation for his fight with Jake Paul by former UFC middleweight contender Chad Sonnen. Chad reckons if you're going to try and fool people, this is what Chad said, right? He must be handy with his fist, Chad, he must be confident that he's never going to bump into Mike Tyson anywhere in America. Well, but he said if you're going to do that, he reckons that the vision that Mike Tyson put out just punching the pads,
yeah.
He reckons it was fake. He reckons it's just to fool people that he's actually training for this fight. But he reckons if you're going to do that, at least splash a little bit of water on your face and make it look like you've had a workout.
So what if he might think he doesn't have to train? He might think if he can land one of these haymakers, then that'll be all over.
He still looks in great shape. But at 57 years of age, you'd have to think that you've slowed down
You're going to have to try and go the distance, won't he? Toyota Cooler of the Year is back. The Hilux stock's available now. They're going around the MCG with the Wisp in the 84 Premiership team. Our Cooler of the Week last week was Richard from Narrewarren. He was asking about why players don't shepherd anymore, which I think is one of the underrated skills in the game.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
How was TD on the weekend?
It was
off
good.
The temper text. Was he leading the charge?
No, everybody is, as you'd expect later in life, everybody's refined.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they are.
They don't expect that at all.
Yes, you do.
No.
Of course you do.
What?
People modify. Well, you're.
Vander?
Your old mate, Balls. He's refined.
He was never a massive, big, wild rouser.
Well, you said he was.
He's on field. He's on field and off field. He used to like a little a fracas. He's certainly refined from that. There's no problem about that. That's not got nothing to do with drinking.
Just tickling the political part of the world just ever so slightly this morning.
Don't go down this path. Sean Alvella to join us tomorrow on our Rabbit Hole podcast, if you don't mind.
Were you surprised?
I'm looking forward to that.
Me
like
too.
Nothing else.
Me too. She's a great character. Yeah. Me too. Vladimir Putin received 90% of the vote in the Russian election.
Shock.
Were you shocked by that?
If they had a betting market, I would have emptied out everything and all of yours and everything else that he would have got up and won.
What is the equivalent of sports bet over there in Moscow?
No, not sure. Sports Betsky. No, that wasn't a great surprise or great shock. We've got to get a breakaway. Jared Waitley's going to join us.
I won't say I'm shocked, but I am genuinely, genuinely surprised.